I was born in St. Jack's, Fortune Bay, and if anyone is familiar with the song "The Marion," "The Loss of the Marion," my grandmother told that story to us when we were young. And a man confessed to sinking the ship, and there was a young fella, he was 15, his father had died, and the Burkes owned the Marion, where they had a big business, and they had bankers. So they gave him a job on the banker to catch the ropes that the dorymen would throw up when they came to the schooner. And he was on that boat, and they stopped off at some pier. The skipper had had trouble with the Frenchman when he was in the pier before. And when they went there that day to put the, get the ship on dry dock before they went out to the banks, the skipper got into a fight with the French skipper. And when the Marion sailed out the next day, he went behind her. And he said to Buddy, "I'll answer that challenge at sea." And he went aboard and scuttled the Marion. And all the crew, he never took a man aboard. And when the little 15-year-old fella climbed up in the rigging, and a fella climbed up and cut his throat. And his mother lived in the bottom part of St. Jack's. The Burkes Cove was up. And around 5 o'clock in the evening it happened. And when she saw her son rowing back, and he had a red scarf on, and she said, "Oh my," she said, "he must have got sick and had to bring him back." So she put the kettle on and waited. They had a wharf down below. He never came. And they never knew what happened to the Marion. But during the war years, there was a 97-year-old man in a hospital in New York, and that was the French captain who scuttled the ship. And he told a story, and he also told about killing the little fella. Now, perhaps I wasn't supposed to tell that, but anyhow, thank you.